Welcome to After Credits, part of the Popcornography podcast, a little review show straight after we've left the cinema. I am Rick.
And I'm Dean.
We've just come out of
Star Wars!
The Last Jedi.
We have. One of the biggest releases of the year, I would say. One of them.
Yeah, definitely.
Right at the end of the year.
You may notice our voices are a lot clearer. We normally record this in the car, but as it's -300 outside, we decided to come round into my nice warm house, into my proper stereo mic. So there'll be absolutely no spoilers in this review, will there, Dean?
No spoilers whatsoever.
Spoiler free, we promise. I do think this is going to break some box office records. I mean, that I've never seen that cinema packed like that.
No, it was back to back, wasn't it? Showing after showing, all screens.
Every screen, every half hour. Yeah, it's going to do well.
It's going to make a fortune.
But the biggest question is it worth the hype? Is it worth going to see?
Oh, you're going to put me on the spot here. You're going to want me to go first. Well, I'm a bit old school in terms of I love the original trilogy.
Right.
That's what I absolutely loved. So when I watched the first one, Force Awakens, it did seem a bit of a rehash, you know. I remember coming out of the cinema and I remember absolutely loving it, but then thinking about it, I thought, well, it's just A New Hope again.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of questions unanswered. Like, for instance, Kylo Ren. He seemed like a pretty weak villain to me. He just turned up. He didn't seem that special.
He was very conflicted, wasn't he?
He was very conflicted. And going into the next Star Wars, I thought, you know, I'll accept all of that. The reimagining the whole of Star Wars for a new audience.
Yeah, it was a soft reboot, wasn't it?
It was a soft reboot.
Yeah.
Get some new characters in. The second one is going to be where it's at. The second one I'm really looking forward to.
Right.
And it was up there.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't as epic and brilliant and amazing as I thought it might be. I mean, it's an excellent film. But it has its slow scenes. What did you think?
Yeah, it's victim to the hype train, isn't it, I think. When a film gets this big, I think everyone expects the world.
You know what? The visuals.
Yeah.
It was Star Wars all the way through. Yeah. All the little touches, all the visuals, all the little performances. And the only thing I didn't like is one of your little pet hates. One of the CGI villains was all CGI, and it just pulls me out the film every time I see a character that's all CGI.
Snork,
yeah.
Yeah, I actually thought that was quite well done. There was couple of moments where it was a little bit twitchy, but you didn't like that.
I didn't like that. I would have liked a proper actor to play that part.
Yeah, okay.
But that's just my opinion. It's like the Emperor in the original one, who was a proper actor. It's every time I see a CGI villain, full CGI, it always just seems to pull me out a bit.
No, yeah, I agree.
But the rest of the visuals, it was brilliant. And there was a lot of, you could see that a lot, there's a lot of practical effects in there. They built a lot of sets.
Yeah.
And the CGI didn't stand out at all. That was the only time I really noticed it in the whole movie.
Yeah, I mean, when you're doing battle scenes like that, you're bound to get a little bit of green screen effect at certain times. Usually when they're, like, bouncing along on, you know, with explosions behind, there's a couple of moments. But overall, the quality, the production values are just... it's top class, isn't it?
It's what you expect from Star Wars. The music, the introduction, the scenes.
And the score to that film. Wow. I mean, it's rare that I'll even pick up on them, but when I was sat watching that and you could hear the lightsabers crackling through armour and the noise of some of the, like, the ships flew past and certain explosions were just like, oh my God, they were good.
Not too many lightsaber fights though, were they? Not a huge amount.
More than the first one.
Well, I guess so.
The first one, The Force Awakens.
I was just talking about it because the prequels, you see Jedis flying around all over the place, lightsaber fights left, right and centre, and I think this is more true to the original trilogy, actually, in a way.
Mm.
The way they pace the action, the way they pace the scenes, it's about building the characters up, the emotional characters, and getting connected more with the characters from the first movie.
Yeah, yeah. Does Finn and his new friend venture off, don't they, on their own little side quests? And I felt that was quite fragmented from the main storyline.
It seemed like they shoehorned it in there just to introduce a new character.
To show another world, show a few different species and stuff. Now, there were some really good scenes in their little adventure, but the whole time I was watching that, I was thinking, can we just get back to, you know...
back to the main story.
Let's get back to Rey, and I'm not really fussed about what they were doing. And the film could have done without that. And it is quite a long film.
It is quite a long film. And
2.5 hours, I think it is.
It starts with action like most films do these days. I think towards the start and towards the middle bit, there is a slow area, isn't it, where it just seems to slow right down.
Yeah, it's between the first act and the middle act, and it does pick up its pacing near the end. And I mean, the final chapter is incredible.
Talking about the pacing, well, talking about the big question everyone's been asking, like New Hope was Force Awakens, do you think that it drew a lot from Empire Strikes Back or not? Because that's people's biggest fear.
I don't think it did. I feel this one was probably like much more of its own film than...
I agree. I think they did enough changes in this to keep it interesting, to not just mirror Empire Strikes Back. Because people saw that battle on the Salt World.
Yeah.
And they immediately thought Empire Strikes Back. It looks exactly the same.
Yeah, in the trenches. And
Yeah. But it's not like that, the film, when you watch it. It's not like that.
No. Performance-wise, from the actors, they were amazing. We have to mention Leia.
Yeah. Good that she got all her scenes in. Yeah. She managed to finish the film. But
I thought she did a much better performance in this than she did the last. Like in The Force Awakens, I thought she was a little bit wooden.
She had a bit, yeah, I know what you mean. How about Mark Hamill, Luke?
Oh, amazing.
He did. He played a really good part, didn't he?
He acted his socks off in that film, definitely. Rey, Daisy Ridley, is just... They couldn't have cast a better person for that role.
No, I'm quite surprised at... She wasn't... Like, the first film, she was the central focus of the whole film. But this film, there's a lot more going on around her, isn't there? She's not just the central focus.
You're right, yeah. I think, for me, though, I she's the one I'm most interested in. Like, it's her story I want to know about. So it brings us back to that time. You know, when you do wander off from her story a little bit, I'm like, just a bit like... It feels like filler, almost. But I know it's world-building and things, but... Kylo Ren, much like as a villain.
Well, I said that was my biggest fear from the first movie. I felt he was a bit flat. He just turned up. He seemed to be this guy that had a huge tantrum, and then he gets beaten by a stormtrooper and literally a completely more or less untrained Jedi. So I thought, what are they going to do with him? But they did build him up a lot more in this movie, and I thought that's the one thing they had to do for me to enjoy the movie. They're going to have to build up the villain a little bit more.
You see that as a negative thing, but from that first film, I liked that because you could see the conflict with him. You could see him kind of battling between the good and the bad. And
that's a common theme that carries on, isn't it?
Yeah. And so that's why I believe that, you know, that's why he got beat by her. Because even though she was untrained, she's a lot of good in her, isn't there? And you could see she had the more power from that. Well, whereas because he was conflicted, he was weakened.
And they do address that in the movie, which I quite liked. Yeah. It's quite good that it's as if that someone who wrote that script actually looked at all the criticism from the first movie and then adapted certain things in the second movie to address that.
Yeah. There's definitely some answers in this film. Still a few that are left dangling, waiting for the next film, but it felt like its own film. It didn't end thinking like, oh god, now I have to wait 2 years. It's its own proper film, which, you know, I really enjoyed it. So overall, I know we have just come out, and it's a lot to take in, isn't it?
It's a lot to take in. Yeah, I would say I would probably give it. See, I'm not giving it a 5.
No, absolutely.
I'm not giving it a 5. I would say it was. I'm going to give it 4 out of 5. But I wasn't a massive, massive fan of the first film, and I thought this was a step up. So for me, it was an improvement on the first film.
Mm-hmm.
And they went a direction that I did like after the ending of the first film. They didn't try to mirror Empire Strikes Back too much. They tried to put a few original things in there. But there were still certain elements that, without giving any spoilers, it's hard to say, but there were certain elements I think that could have improved upon, certain parts of the film that they could have made better. So I can't give it a full 5.
No, you're right. There was a few odd decisions that we'll touch on in a full review in our next podcast episode. But
I enjoy it for entertainment. I love the original trilogy, but I wasn't massive.
Where does it come in your trilogies now? I know it's very soon, early to say.
Oh, I still prefer New Hope and Empire Strikes Back as my two favourite Star Wars films. I wasn't too keen on third one, but the original trilogy. It was all right. It was still a good ending. But there were certain parts of it, like the Ewoks and everything. It just
so they slot somewhere in the middle of that.
Somewhere in that, yeah. So okay. Favourite is New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, my two favourites. And then possibly that one, maybe Ooh, third.
Quite high up then.
Because, I respect what they did with it, yeah. Mm-hmm. A few good cameo appearances as well from some of the classic characters as well. So yeah. It was good.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you, Dean, as pretty much always. 4 out of 5.
Doesn't matter what we say. You know, anyone who's listening to this is going to go and see it.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen it already. Probably.
Seen it already, yeah.
Yeah, true. And Disney, just throw more money in there. Well, they've got a lot of money to make back, haven't they? They've spent 50-odd billion on Fox. So we better all go. Keep Disney afloat.
I can see Deadpool in Star Wars now.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, can you imagine? No, yeah. To wrap up, visually, absolutely stunning. It pushes the story along. I do feel that the story was a little bit wishy-washy at times, but overall, characters, everything, excellent.
It was, yeah. What I expected from Star Wars, it's a reboot. I preferred it more than the first film, because it was its own film this time. Mm-hmm. But as spectacular as all the critics are gushing about, I just think it's a little bit below that, but yeah.
Yeah. Yep, well, there we go, 4 out of 5. Thank you very much for listening. For more Star Wars, make sure you follow us on Twitter at popcorn_media. We're on Facebook, just search for Popcornography and look for the red power button. And we'll catch you again soon. May the Force
be with you.
No, can you do Chewy? A lot of people can do. It's like a kind of gurgling, isn't it?